Connected. Laura from Citizens Advice Dorset joins me on the line now to talk about what rising gas prices mean for consumers. Hello, Laura.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm very well. I've been following this story with interest, especially as my fixed rate is coming to an end and no chance of seeing anything like it again. Rising energy bills are a concern for most people, and I'm imagining that they've been getting in contact with you about it.
Yes, we've had lots of people contacted. We've been talking about energy prices and bills for a long time because obviously the pandemic also impacted on many people using a lot more electricity and gas over the lockdown period. So obviously at the moment looking for new tariffs probably is quite challenging in that there's some of the comparison sites aren't actually operating at the moment with the uncertain market. So I think the advice that we're sort of looking at more so with people will be around sort of energy saving tips to reduce the consumption of electricity and gas, which would then actually save people money. For very vulnerable households who are on a low income, there are some energy grants around, and also you probably heard the government referring recently to the Warm Homes discount, which some of the providers offer, which most of the schemes are opening up over the next few months. And that can credit the electricity account by £140 if somebody is eligible for it.
So, just make it clear who is eligible for that Warm Homes discount.
It will be, each company has slightly different criteria, so it is based on a low income, so it's often based on people being on benefits and then certain other benefits, and then it also can be based on having children in the household as well. So they all, it does slightly vary. You can look on the Ofgem website and it will show you which company offers it, but the best thing to do is Google your energy company and have a look to see if they offer it and what the criteria is that they're offering.
And Laura, it's a perfect storm for some people, especially those on low income. Furlough's coming to an end. That £20 uplift is going. Some people are going to struggle to pay. What advice do you have for them?
I would suggest that they contact us. I work for Citizens Advice in Dorset. We have a fighting fuel poverty team, and so we're working with households that are really struggling at the minute. But across, obviously, across Hampshire, the Isle of Wight and Dorset, which is the area that your programme covers, then people can contact the Citizens Advice. So is it all right to provide the telephone number?
Yes, please do.
Yeah, so it's 0800 144 8848, and that's our advice line. So people can call that and make and talk to us, and then you can be referred on to a specialist advisor. Obviously, for our fighting fuel poverty team, we cover Dorset, Bournemouth, Christchurch, and Poole area. The other thing people can do is just go to their local Citizens Advice. Some of them obviously are open with limited hours, or they can call them.
Now, we heard in that clip about people being pushed onto other providers where their firm has gone bust. So there should be no need to panic if you're one of the unfortunate people whose provider has gone under in this crisis or is likely to.
No. I mean, as you referred to then, Avro has gone today along with Green Supplies. Last week we had Utility Point and People Energy, didn't we? I think that went. I think what people need to do is sit tight. What they need to do is Ofgem will appoint a new supplier, and that supplier should be in contact with them approximately about 2 weeks after they've appointed them. So it's important. What people need to do is they need to download their bills. If they've got paper bills, keep those bills. Take a photograph, if you can, of your meter reading, and keep that, or make a record and put the date on that as well. Make sure that you keep a record of what credit that you've got on your account, and then check that when the transfer goes through. If you're in debit, the debit will transfer with that as well. But the idea is that you just sit tight and wait for it to transfer to that new company. If you don't, it's sort of a bit like you're switching twice. So it can get a bit messy if you try and switch in the middle of it. So just wait for that. What will happen is that that company will put them on what they call a special deemed contract. Obviously, it's not one that the person has chosen, and it will cost more money, I'm sure. But it will be a variable tariff more than likely. So the price cap will sort of prevent that going much higher. When you've got your new supplier, then talk to them about what their cheapest tariff is, and what that means, whether it's a contract and you'll have an exit fee if you want to switch supplier. But once you're established with that, then obviously you can shop around. But as I said earlier, some of the comparison sites aren't particularly working at the moment, because the market is so uncertain. And as we know, last week the news was talking about energy companies going bust, and obviously we've seen two this week and two last week.
Mm. Just finally and very briefly, because we're up against it time-wise, if your account is in credit and your provider goes bust, is your money protected? Will you get that back?
Your money will get transferred over to the new supplier. But what I would advise people to do is make a record of what it is and keep their bills, which is what I've referred to, and make sure that happens. Just always double-check your paperwork.
Well, that's good advice for just about everything. Laura, it's lovely to speak to you. Thank you so much for your reassurance. It's great to speak to you here on BBC Radio Solent. Laura Cox, energy specialist with the Citizens Advice Dorset, and that number that she offered, 0800 144 8848. If you wanted to contact Citizens Advice with your own anxieties about bills, they are wretched.